For all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton for Carpet Masters Flooring. If you're shopping for new flooring, Carpet Masters is for you. Carpet Masters brings their store to your door with top brand carpet, hardwood, and tile samples, all in the latest colors and styles. Shop in the comfort of your own home. Carpet Masters has just the right flooring for you. Locally owned for 23 years with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, and estimates are free. Call 636-532-1311 to schedule your appointment or online at stlcarpetmasters.com.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu today. It's got everything you need. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com or call today to order. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's Frank Opinion, February 3rd. Here we are, 3 days into what I think is probably not only the shortest month, but maybe the dullest, sometimes the coldest. There's just not much about it to get excited about. I think I have a fix for that. How about this? How about a new car? Or how about a pre-owned car from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet? That'll turn things around. That'll change how you feel about, well, at least this February of 2017. So let me invite you to visit Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And even if that's all you do is just visit, you don't necessarily make the decision right now. Just get on in there and look around. And I think what'll happen is you're going to like the feel of the place, the way you're treated, the selection, the inventory, the pricing, and the competitive. And then you will, I think you will go back. Or maybe you'll be so caught up in how well they do everything they do, you'll just have to, you won't be able to drive out of there without driving out in your new or pre-owned car from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. So there is a fix for this February thing. It's not Groundhog's Day. Heaven knows that's not the answer. Or even Valentine's Day or even my wife's birthday. But a trip to Johnny Londoff, that'll brighten the dullest day and warm up the coldest day. There's a reason this place does as well as it does and has done it for so long. And you'll see when you become a customer or at least just shop there. Even before you're actually a customer. So just do that for us, will you? You know where they are. The Washington Elizabeth exit of Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. If you haven't been on in the last 60 days, call us right now. I will tell you that a couple of the categories are going to be Super Bowl trivia, because the Super Bowl, of course, is coming up this Sunday. And the punishment music today will be Super Bowl related as well. So if you want to take a shot at it, be one of our five contestants to take on one of the five categories, each full of five questions, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS on your cell phone. And you could win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
You are, Paul. I have a, my voice is very strained today.
It sounds fine.
Does it?
Yeah, we can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that weird echo inside your head like you have the cold is back?
No. No, my head is not. It's all in my like throat right here.
Let me try the question again, and this time you answer yes. Do you have that weird echo in your head?
Yes.
You should try getting Reverbertol.
Oh, my goodness.
Delicious and does a good job.
Oh.
I said it's okay. Delicious, and it does a good job.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Tuesday, February 4th, we have tickets for Pump Boys and Dinettes, which is right across the hall at the Playhouse at Westport. And this thing has been nominated for Tony Awards, for 3 Tony Awards, by the way. And it's about a gas station and waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get together and they play and they sing and stuff. And
so you can, that's one of the prizes. You can have tickets to that show if you want.
Tickets for that. We also have a pair of tickets if you choose to go to Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen. And that is Saturday, July the 15th. That's at the Family Arena. You can also get tickets right now through Metrotix or familyarena.com. Plus, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Or from Peroni's Pizzeria, we'll throw in a gift card. They have 2 locations. They have one in Florissant and one at St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
You know, I'm going to have you go in and edit a longer version of this music.
Well, we keep getting more prizes.
Yes, we do.
You don't like the loop?
They're also... I would like it looped without the "Hey, the Prize Man" part. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I can work on that for right now.
No, not right now.
Yes, for next week.
Be your project for next. I know you're already in weekend mode. I'm not saying anything right now.
Work 5:20 on a Friday.
Have it ready for next week. Okay.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
All right. What else do we have? If somebody gets a clean sweep,
we throw in a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. All you have to do is go to Candici's.net, or we'll throw in a Breezy Buddy fan pillow. It's a St. Charles-based company. There's 2 quiet fans built into the pillow with a rechargeable USB power supply or 4 C-cell batteries.
By the way, this is great for women who are in menopause.
Yes, it is.
A cool pillow for hot flashes.
Yes, that's right.
Plus, Breezy Buddy.
We'll also throw in a 50% off coupon for a Breezy Buddy sports chair, chair.
So that's all the stuff you get in the prizes today. If you do well enough on the Harris Challenge, and let's meet contestant number 1. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Now you get to exploit the airwaves for your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll give it to Dan. Dan, you haven't exploited your band in the last 5 minutes, have you?
No, actually, I'm no longer in that band, and I have a whole new project coming up, and I will let everyone know about it very soon.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a...
So thanks, Ben.
Let's take a spin through the semi-random category computer. And there'll be 3 categories. We'll have a total of 5 today, but the first 3 are going to come up on the screen for you to choose from, Ben. Number 1, as always, have you been paying attention? Or category 2, Super Bowl 51. Or category 3, singers in the news.
Oh, boy. Let's do have you been paying attention, even though I probably haven't been.
Well, let's find out. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. You need 8 or better to win, Ben. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After a ruling by Major League Baseball, which team do the Cardinals have to give $2 million and 2 draft picks to because an ex-employee illegally accessed the other team's database? It is the Astros. Who was fired as the head coach of the Blues this week in his 6th season?
Hitchcock.
Correct. Which social media company announced that it's going public with a $25 billion valuation, even though it says it may never achieve or maintain profitability?
Oh, boy. Pass.
Which major retailer announced this week that it is dropping Ivanka Trump's clothing line?
Nordstrom.
Correct. What will be allowed at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show next weekend for the first time ever?
Pass.
Back to the 3-pointer. Which social media company announced it's going public with a $25 billion valuation, even though it says it may never achieve or maintain profitability?
I have no idea.
You want to take a shot at the dog show?
No.
A cat.
Correct. cats will be allowed at the dog show.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how that works.
Wow.
They have their own shows.
I was actually just kidding.
I'm looking forward to going out to Fairmont Park and Warren Park and watching the groundhogs race.
Wow.
I was gonna say cat, but I didn't want to sound like a total idiot.
I know. Wow. That's why Dan jumped
Dan
right
took
in
care
there.
Of it for I you. Know.
But he was right.
I know.
And the company that's going public is Snapchat. Let's see how you did here, Ben. You got the one and the two and the four, and no, that's only 7 points. And so we start the Harris Challenge with our first contestant being punished. For our punishment music today, we go back to 2004 when the NFL Network ran its own commercial during its own Super Bowl starring some NFL stars. The concept was, yeah, today's the Super Bowl, but tomorrow we start thinking about the new season.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow. There's a way the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none.
When I'm stuck with the day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, there'll only be a day.
Hold for the last note. Now, a little inside trivia question. Which St. Louis Ram was part of that commercial?
Oh, my goodness. Kurt Warner?
Nope. Torrey Holt.
Oh.
Torrey I know Holt. The deep voice is Warren Sapp. You can't avoid that.
I'll tell you who the rest of them are if we have to punish anybody else today. But we started with you, Ben, and it went right down the toilet. But I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
I will. Thank you.
Here's our second contestant. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Hi. Use your 5 seconds to plug something.
Happy birthday to my beautiful wife. She's going to celebrate the big 4-0 on Sunday.
Does she have a name?
Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Josh, let's see if you can win something for Kelly with one of these categories. You tell me if you want Super Bowl 51, Singers in the News, or Multiple Choice Week.
I better take the Super Bowl.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, Super Bowl 51 in Houston will be played on an artificial surface just like in the home stadiums of both the Patriots and the Falcons.
True.
It is true. In the past 50 Super Bowls, no offensive lineman has been named MVP. What position has won that award the most times?
Quarterback.
Correct. True or false, no Super Bowl has ever gone into overtime.
False.
True. For 1 point each, name the four teams the Patriots have beaten in the Super Bowl.
The Rams. They lost to the Giants. I'll pass for now.
Okay, when the Falcons played in Super Bowl 33, which AFC team did they lose to?
The Broncos.
Correct. You got the Rams. I think I heard you say the Seahawks. Can you name the other two teams the Patriots have beaten in the Super Bowl?
Well, I can't clean sweep, but I think I'm safe, so I'll just pass.
Okay, it's the Carolina Panthers and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
But you're right, you are safe. You got the one, the two. Two more for the Rams and the Seahawks, and then the Denver Broncos. That's a total of 10 points for the win. Josh, nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you covered the spread. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number three. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You want to plug something?
No.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have Singers in the News, Multiple Choice Week, or our new third category, Super Bowl Firsts and Other Records.
Well, let's try Super Bowl first.
Oh, all right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which head coach holds the record for the most seasons between Super Bowls with 19 years between his appearances with the Eagles and the Rams?
Vermeil.
Correct. 35 years ago during Super Bowl 16, who became the first TV analyst to draw on the screen with the telestrator?
John Madden.
Correct. In Super Bowl 27, Steve Christie set a record by kicking a 54-yard field goal for what team?
Packers. pass.
For which team did Jordan Norwood set a record by returning a punt 61 yards for a touchdown last year in Super Bowl 50?
Pass.
On Sunday, Bill Belichick will coach his seventh Super Bowl, breaking a tie with which six-timer who coached the Colts and the Dolphins?
Shula.
Don Shula is correct. And we're going to run out of time before I can repeat the questions. Steve Christie was a kicker for the Buffalo Bills, and Jordan Norwood got that punt return for a TD for the Denver Broncos last year. And let's see how you did. You got the 1, the 2, and the 5. You squeezed by with 8 points for the win, Mike.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. And now here comes contestant number 4. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You want to use your 5 seconds to plug something?
I'll plug the American Red Cross. Support your local blood drive.
All right. 2 categories left, Andy. Singers in the News or Multiple Choice Week?
Multiple Choice Week.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What kind of animal is Willow, the newest baby born at the St. Louis Zoo? A colobus monkey, an okapi, or an emperor penguin?
Oh, boy. I'll say emperor penguin.
Monkey. According to Trump's physician, Harold Bornstein, which of these drugs does the president not take? One that promotes hair growth, one that lowers his cholesterol, or one that reduces reflux?
The first one.
The hair growth? No, it's the reflux. Which company announced this week it'll add 300 more IT jobs in the St. Louis area this week? Monsanto, Nestle, or Worldwide Technology?
Worldwide Technology.
Nestle. Beginning this summer, which TV network will change its name to the Crime Network? Oxygen, Esquire, or Snap?
Snap.
Oxygen. For the 5-pointer, what did Michael Wardian recently do on 7 continents in 7 days? Have sex with 7 women, run a marathon, or take a selfie?
Take a selfie.
Nope. The man ran 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days and averaged 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
This guy is unbelievable. This was part of the World Marathon Challenge. 30 people competed in it. They started in Antarctica, then went to Chile, Miami, Madrid, Morocco, Dubai, and finished in Australia. This guy, Michael Wardian, has run marathons all over the world. He's 42 years old. His best time was 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 49 seconds at the 2012 U.S. Olympic trials. But that's not all. He also runs ultra-marathons like 135 miles in Death Valley and 150 miles in the Sahara Desert.
Jeez.
And he still can't find Forrest Gump. Andy, you got 0. And, of course, that means I'm going to have to punish you again with the NFLers singing
the
tomorrow.
Sun come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
That'll be your Jerry Jones.
Be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow.
LeVar Arrington.
There's a way the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none.
Here comes Michael Strahan.
When I'm stuck with the day.
With Tori Holt.
That's gray and old.
And Zach Thomas.
I just stick up my chin and grin and say.
And Jason Taylor and Warren Sapp.
Tomorrow, I love ya.
And Priest Holmes and Tony Gonzalez and Dante Hall. And Terrell Owens and Al Harris and Mike McKenzie. I don't know who that is holding the note too long at the end. But there you go, Andy. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
Now here's our final contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul.
You want to plug something?
You got a great show. Always enjoy it.
Thank you very much. We have 1 category left. It's Singers in the News. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who broke the record for most liked Instagram post this week with her announcement that she's expecting twins?
Beyonce.
Correct. Who is going to do the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Billy Joel announced he's going to do a concert at Busch Stadium this September. Who was the last classic rock star to play there?
Oh, Pat.
Which singer had a wardrobe malfunction and slipped a nipple while performing during her Vegas show this week?
Pat.
Which country artist is going to sing the national anthem before the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Faith Hill.
Luke Bryan. Back to the Billy Joel question. He's going to be at Bush in September. Who was the last classic rock star to play there? I'll tell you, it was just last year.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney is right. And who had the nip slip in Vegas this week?
Oh, no.
That would be Britney Spears. And kids, go ahead and Google that. I don't care.
She did?
Yes, she did. You got yourself the one-pointer, the two-pointer, and the three-pointer. But, Bob, unfortunately, that's only 6 points. And so, for you, maybe the sun will come out tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Okay, that's enough. I can't hear. I can't listen again. We're done with them. Hope you have a great weekend, Bob. Thanks very much for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. And you can find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. And you can listen all the time via our free KTRS app for your smartphone or via KTRS.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident that's on southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. Last check, they had a couple of lanes blocked, and traffic was backing up between Page and Olive. Now, northbound 170 was slow, Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Also had a stalled vehicle on the Blanchette Bridge, westbound Highway 70 that had two lanes blocked. That may be cleared by now because it's been a while since I've been up there, but traffic was backed up past the airport. The eastbound driver still running a little slow from 170 through Florissant and Bermuda, and then things open up after that. That's all due to an earlier accident. You have southbound 270 drivers putting it, you're hitting the brakes right at Ladue, pockets all the way down through Doherty Ferry, and then eastbound Highway 270. That was jamming up from a little bit east of McDonald now through 170, and they did have that accident on westbound Page cleared at Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department.
Because you need to know.
The Big 550, KTRS.
Depend on it.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible. Even with the best sound system, you need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area Medicine Chef pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area Medicine Chef pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Chef, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Chef pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Come visit Mike and Vivian Buddy at the Medicine Shop in Columbia, Illinois, across the street from City Hall.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road, across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit Brian and Sue Hercules at the Medicine Shop on Woodson Road in downtown Overland.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, sleepless Americans. Multiple choice. Would you rather A, fall asleep faster, B, stay asleep longer, C, wake up feeling more refreshed, or D, all of the above? If you sometimes struggle with sleep, it's an easy question. You want it all. Unfortunately, some sleep aids may make you choose. Spend the night tossing and turning, or wake up a groggy zombie. Until now. Introducing Somnipure, a top-selling sleep formula from Peak Life that helps you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling more refreshed. No wonder it's flying off the shelves at CVS. And right now, we're sending a complimentary bottle to everyone who texts SLEEP to 369-369 right now. Text SLEEP to 369-369. S-L-E-E-P to 369-369.
Somnipure helps you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed.
Ah. Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-600-1883. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-600-1883. That's 1-800-600-1883. 1-800-600-1883.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a 1-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security, but when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, this portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And now we head to Southern California for Mr. Mike Evans. I had to pause there for a second because I wasn't sure if you were going to be in Houston today getting ready to cover the Super Bowl.
No, I've been sick all week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But here I am now. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who will be at the Super Bowl wearing Atlanta Falcon gear. Hates New England. Atlanta guy. Steve Harvey. Danny Glover. Eddie Murphy. Chris Tucker. about a little Super Bowl stuff in it, huh?
All right.
Ah, damn. Golden Globes and the Screen Actors Guild ratings were down sharply, mainly because of the celebrities getting political. And because of that, a couple of advertisers have moved their money from the Oscars to the few spots that were open over at the Super Bowl. Well, I don't know if that's going to help, because I hear Gaga is going to make, going to be singing and using her jowls to make political statements as well.
Oh, I saw an interview with her yesterday. She said, no, I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm there to entertain.
Yeah,
we'll
don't
see.
Believe it.
We'll see.
We'll see. Before the game, the Bill O'Reilly Trump interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's become a normal thing, though. I think Bill O'Reilly and the president, whoever it is.
Yep.
I'll watch that, though.
I think it's whichever network is carrying the Super Bowl that year. Their lead person goes and does the interview with whoever the president is. Isn't that how it works?
It's really weird. Well, that's not important. He flew down to West Palm today, and being a baby pilot, I have an app where I listen to different towers, and so I went to West Palm, and the tower was closed, which I thought was weird. But about the same time that he was going to be landing, because when he come to Palm Springs, I would tap into that. You could actually hear Air Force One. I'm on a 5 mile final. It's kind of weird.
Why? So wait a second. In the past, you've been able to listen to the tower talking to Air Force One?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because of Palm Springs, you can hear Air Force One cleared for visual. You hear the whole thing.
That seems like a security problem.
Yeah.
Well, I have a picture of Air Force One landing that could be more than 150 yards from me.
Wow.
Landing right over my head.
Wow.
But you got to imagine that's going to be a little bit of a...
Yeah.
I would think.
Yep.
But there's nobody to protest or anything, so that was a joke on me.
Okay.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I think it's always a bad idea to bet against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
I know. He wants so badly for the Falcons to win, but
I want the
so
Falcons.
Good.
I like the Falcons.
I talked to this guy that is a friend that sets lines in Reno, and is really good at it. And he said this is the easiest bet in 20 years. They have like a 25 point thing that they check up for everything from offensive tackles versus offensive tackles, quarterback ratios, fumbles, one loss, turnover. And he said New England, they expect New England to win this game by 12 points. It's going to be a blowout.
Wow. Considering that the last five Super Bowls that the Patriots played in have averaged 3 or 4 points spreads, that would be amazing. And the line is only 3.
I know.
So
I asked him about that. He goes, He says, our pick is New England big.
Wow.
What's your pick?
Well, I'm going to go along with him. I mean, but who the hell knows? Remember when Seattle lost the game in the last second when they threw that stupid pass at the 1 yard line?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm going to say New England and the under. The over under is 59, highest it's ever been. I'm going to take the under on that.
That's it's just going to be, is it going to be Ryan and Julio, or is it going to be Edelman and Brady? I mean, who knows?
Yep.
But I'll watch. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super! But my buddy at KQRS, who I've been on with for years, he says, I want you to come to the Super Bowl next year. You stay at the house, be here, come stay for a week or so. I go, are you kidding? Next year, your place, Minneapolis?
Yeah.
February, Minneapolis, I don't think I'll be covering a Super Bowl.
Mike, I was at a Super Bowl in Minneapolis in the end of January 1992. It was 0 degrees with a 40 below wind chill.
Oh.
And so now you got to wear like 6 layers of clothing. And then you go into the dome where it's 72, and you got no place to put all that stuff when you take it off. Everybody's sitting on a chair, and they're 4 feet off the chair.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
Then it's going to be in Atlanta, then Miami, and then L.A.
Plus, we'll eventually get one in that new facility we're building here.
Oh, that's right.
Wait a second.
Oopsie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Movie reviews. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. I'm Not Your Negro.
No.
narrated by Samuel L. Jackson, the last essay by civil rights activist James Baldwin. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see The Comedian?
I did. I hated it.
Oh, you gave me a chance to talk about it.
Oh.
Starring Robert De Niro, Danny DeVito, Edie Falco. De Niro plays a chip on his shoulder, sad sack comic as a Duke Community Service, live in his brother's house. It kind of sounds good, but it isn't at all.
No.
Rude, crude, the writing is horrible. Even De Niro, it's just plain bad. I said the running time is 2 hours, and it's 119 minutes too long.
I agree with you 100%. If you said to me, who should we cast as two old Jews, I would not say De Niro and DeVito.
Yeah. One star is all I gave it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But go see Hacksaw. Go see Hacksaw.
Hacksaw Ridge or Hidden Figures. La La Land. Yeah.
Fences.
Yep.
Jackie.
Yep. They're still out there.
Hell or High Water.
Yep.
Manchester by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Sully.
Did you see Split,
La La
Mike?
Huh?
Did you see Split?
Split?
Yeah, Split, the movie about the split personality.
The psycho
guy
who puts the three girls in the basement?
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
But anyway!
No.
No. That's go see one of those movies.
Yep.
Who's the big fan of the Atlanta Falcons? Is it Steve Harvey, Danny Glover, Eddie Murphy, Chris Tucker?
Ian, you go first.
I will say Steve Harvey.
I was going to go Steve Harvey.
I think Harvey's from Atlanta, so I'm going to go with him.
He is, but so is Chris Tucker, and Tucker's a football fan.
Oh,
okay.
And finally, come on, take your lead. Take your lead. It's on Friday. No work till Monday. We're going to play it on Friday. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday. Lily Okalani, Lani on the OK. Look who in the cock of the hawk. And we hoo. Ho. To the white Kamaki, Kaka. Ooh, I'm a Nalo Kamaki, a Kaka, Ago, we ho.
Now we segue right into Knuckleheads in the News, which is brought to you by the Cleed Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app and let the Cleed Cab pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as Knuckleheads in the News, are beginning in Clifton, New Jersey, at a Bed Bath & Beyond, where an employee called the cops after seeing two men engaged in a sex act on a display bed during business hours. When police showed up, they arrested the men and charged them with lewdness and criminal mischief. And you would think that's the end of the story, and you'd be wrong. Police didn't release the men's names because both are suffering from a health condition known as scabies, and not releasing their names because it would violate their HIPAA rights. But that's not all. The bed was removed from the Bed Bath & Beyond as a precaution. The officers, exposed to the men and the scabies parasite, were treated at a local hospital. And after all that, they had to fumigate the booking area of the police station to make sure nobody else got the scabies parasite. Next, we go to Pawhuska, Oklahoma, where police arrested 34-year-old substitute teacher Lacey Sponsler for indecent exposure after a video from one of her students showed her doing a cartwheel in front of a choir class. Well, what's wrong with a video of a woman doing a cartwheel? She's wearing a skirt, but she's going commando.
You, mama.
Police say Sponsler even told the student she wasn't wearing any underwear before doing the cartwheel, and then afterwards she noticed one of the boys capturing it on his cell phone. She told him to destroy the video, but he had already uploaded it to Snapchat.
Snapchat?
When word got... Yeah. I didn't think of that, but you're right. When word got back to school administrators, they announced that Sponsler is no longer allowed to work in the district. Story number three from contributor Terry Weatherford. A story from Deer Creek, Illinois. Of a guy, and I swear I'm not making this name up, Dwayne Schwarzentruber. No, really, his name is Dwayne. He walked into First Security Bank wielding a knife and with a stocking cap pulled down over his face with holes cut out for his eyes and mouth. He apologized and told the teller he wasn't very good at this and then demanded she hand over the money. She said, I can't hear you. So he pulled the cap off his head, exposing his face to the cameras. And that's when the bank manager went over, and you got to give this woman credit. She totally remained calm and like Obi-Wan Kenobi to the guys in looking for the two droids, said, "You don't really want to rob this bank. What you want to do is walk down the street with me to the police station." And Dwayne said, "Okay." And as he and the manager walked down the street, a police car came up the street, responding to the bank's alarm. Manager flagged down the officer, and Dwayne gave up with no trouble. You will not be surprised to hear that alcohol was involved. And then we finish in the town of Cochrane, Canada, a tiny little town, where Stu Gale could not believe his eyes Tuesday when a notification popped up on his computer telling him that somebody had logged on to the laptop that was stolen from his car Monday night. Now, you got to know that Stu is a computer security expert, and he could not let the opportunity to try and find out something about the apparent thief pass him by, so he tried to remotely log on to the stolen laptop. And he got right in and discovered that the less-than-tech-savvy suspect was logging into her Facebook right before his eyes. She kept closing the pop-up window whenever he tried to log on, but as soon as she left the room, leaving the computer logged into her Facebook account, Stu took over and scoured her Facebook account's contents. Told a local newspaper, eventually she went to the bathroom and I went through her profile. I went through and got her phone numbers, her friends list, her pictures, and while I was doing that, two chat conversations started with her. I talked to them and told her that this woman was on a stolen laptop and that I would give her the opportunity to return it. That's when the woman came back, realized that the stolen computer had been hijacked by its owner, and she shut it down completely. But Stu still left a chat message addressed to the thief and a text message that he sent to all of her listed mobile devices saying, "You're on a stolen computer. I won't do anything if you just return it to me. But if you don't return it to me, I'm going to the RCMP, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and I will make you famous." But he wasn't done. He posted the apparent laptop looter's pictures and phone numbers to a local Facebook group. They started doing their own sleuthing. Soon she'd earned enough online attention that she deleted her Facebook account and canceled all of her phones. Stu says he still hasn't gotten the computer back and actually doesn't expect to get it back now. But he says he takes some comfort in making her life a bit miserable. At least he got some comic relief out of it. Yes, Stu, and you also qualified for Knuckleheads in the News today here on the Big 550 KTRS. And that's all the time we have. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show or on my website, harrisonline.com. And I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the Super Bowl. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
And it's time for a final check on traffic heading into the weekend with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Got a new accident. Now, first of all, southbound 270 is much, much better from Page down through Highway 44, but that's where the traffic changes because you're going to be stop and go. From that point to just before Highway 55, you do have an accident. It was blocking. Now it's off on the right shoulder. Downtown is completely thinned out. Now, if you're traveling through the depressed section westbound on 5th on Highway 70, you've got a, looks like a stall or a minor accident, and they are blocking a right lane. Not much traffic slowing down through that area. You have westbound Highway 40, still jammed up from Kings Highway through McCausland. A couple slow pockets out as you get through Chesterfield Valley. On northbound 170, that's thinned out. Southbound 170, still a little bit heavy, though, from, it looks like, Del Mar down through Highway 40, and eastbound Highway 270, a little bit heavy, Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report, it is brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes. People you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you go to your bank, thank Henry Brown. In 1886, he invented the strong box, giving customers a way to store and preserve papers and money with privacy. Before then, people would store their stuff in wood boxes. Not very safe. Andrew Jackson Beard was a railroad worker who invented the Jenny Coupler to automatically join train cars by allowing them to bump into each other. This is much better than the old way, which tended to remove fingers from workers if they weren't very careful.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Play better golf at the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 10th through the 12th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and get 15 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss their huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Go to the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show February 2nd through the 5th at America Center. Shop new RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Save $2 on admission at stlrv.com.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ballwood, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
This is something that will impact our entire city.
The proposed MLS stadium clears another hurdle where it stands tonight and the work still ahead for its supporters.
It's a story that's really shaken St. Louis. A 12-year-old girl didn't make her school bus stop and was found days later in this empty building.
It's a big moment for a St. Louis congresswoman. The event that took her to the Oval Office next to the President of the United States.
At six, Major League Soccer is more than halfway down the field and now hoping for a huge goal in April.
The Board of Aldermen has voted to allow the people to decide the future of the MLS in a new stadium in St. Louis. Fox News' Rocky Madden is live at our Peabody Bureau to tell us just one more hurdle before the measure goes on the ballot. Rocky?